Are your daily choices driven by personal preference or devotion to Christ? In the gray areas of life, what you eat, how you spend your day, God is after your heart and your habits. In this short devotional, we'll reset your conscience around one powerful truth from Romans 14 and Colossians chapter 3. Whatever you do, do it as worship to the Lord, not for people. Lean in for a few minutes that could reshape how you work, choose, and obey today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are enjoying this series on the absolutes and principles of conscience. And we are in Romans chapter 14, and Paul is walking us through so many principles of conscience. It's really good. But we are also looking at an absolute from another portion of scriptures. So I hope you're enjoying this series. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. All right, let's dive into the Word of God here together. We are in Romans chapter 14, verse 6. It says this. Actually, let's read 1 through 6. Now, accept the one who is weak in faith, but not to have quarrels over opinions. One person has faith that he may eat all things, but the one who is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats is not to regard with contempt the one who does not eat, and the one who does not eat is not to judge the one who eats, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person values one day over another, values every day the same. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. Now here's our verse. The one who observes the day observes it for the Lord, and the one who eats does so with regards to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God, and the one who does not eat is for the sake of the Lord that he does not eat, and he gives thanks to God. All right, so let's think about this, these gray areas that we sometimes can fall into, like days or what foods we eat, and those kind of areas that can be very divisive at times. And God has given us a conscience that is in a personal relationship with him. I recently said to someone struggling with some medical things, and they kind of were talking a little bit about, you know, what was going on in their life. And I said, you know, many of these things are principles of conscience. Like, you have to decide what God is speaking to your heart for that scenario. And, you know, whether you do chemotherapy, whether you do medication, whatever it might be, you need to listen to the Lord and let him direct your path. So our question is your practice shaped more by preference or by devotion to Christ? And we're hoping that when you get done with this devotion, you'll be able to recenter your habits, restraints, and freedoms around thanksgiving to the Lord. So let's look at an absolute truth. It comes from Colossians chapter 3, and that is right over here, Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to be in the 23rd and 24th verse. So 3:23. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that it is from the Lord that you will receive the reward of your inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Isn't that important as an absolute? Whatever we do, do our work heartily as for the Lord. So if we're going to pick certain days, if we're going to eat certain foods, or we're going to have, you got to do it as for the Lord. Why? Look at this. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord and not for people. This changes everything. This is an absolute. It's not for people, knowing that it is from the Lord that you receive the reward of your inheritance. In other words, God is your master. Here's an ordinary action that became worship when we do it unto Christ. The opposite practices can both honor Christ when done in faith. So thinking through some of these things of where you are as an individual and where you are headed. First off, when we go back to our verse for today, it says, he gives thanks to God. Are you thankful to God as you go throughout your day? Do you have a level of thankfulness to God? that thankfulness should motivate us to want to be pleasing to him in the things that he comes to our conscience. He said, Brian, this particular item will not be good for you. Now, the difference between doing your work heartily as for the Lord, that is a absolute truth. We don't have options. That's not a principle of conscience. We have to do it that way. Why? Because God commanded us to do it that way. Where on other items, whether we eat something or whether we have certain days or whatever it might be, there may not be as an absolute truth on that. And your conscience, you're in a relationship with Christ. You need to step back and ask that question. The Christian life is not mainly preference management, but Lord-centered obedience. So think through that. This is what's really clear in the scriptures, that we should be Lord-centered obedience. We should follow after the Lord Jesus Christ in all we say, in all we do, in all we are. So whatever you do today, I want you to do it for the glory of God. Not to glorify yourself, not to glorify the things around you, but to glorify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the one who observes the day observes it for the Lord, and the one who eats does so with regards to the Lord. So do it regarding the Lord, for he gives thanks to God, and the one who does not eat, it is for the Lord that he does not eat, and he gives thanks to God also. I hope that's encouraging. Let's pray, and then we will go about our day. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we want to be pleasing to you, whether it's food or days, whatever it might be, God. Go before us in all things. Surround us. Use us mightily for your kingdom today. Let our work be done today as unto you. That it's an act of worship, whatever we find ourselves doing today. Let our conscience direct us. Holy Spirit, would you just work on us today? Guide us, direct us in all that you have, in Jesus' name. Now go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.